All right. Well, we are going to continue with our media availabilities here at Richmond Raceway in advance of tonight's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, the Toyota Care 250. We are joined by Virginia native Elliott Sadler, driver of the number 10 Nutrien Ag Chevrolet, who is back here to race at his home track. We will open up to questions for Elliott. Please raise your hand, and we will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start up here with Reed, and then we'll go to the back.
Before we start with the questions, I just want to make a comment. It's not enough people in the seats in here. It's an attendance thing. We need to work on that for next time. Okay, go ahead.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Before this, when was the last time you were in a car?
Homestead.
Is that it?
Yeah, Homestead. So I hadn't, I hadn't been around the track or in a car, and it's good to be back. I was nervous this week. I'm not gonna lie. It's got a way different feel to it. You know, coming to run one race as compared, to coming each and every week and, knowing what's going on and everything going on inside the garage. So it had a pretty good feel. I didn't sleep much this week wanting to come here and excited and nervous and, all that good stuff to come back to my home track. But this is the first time this morning back in the car since Homestead. So it felt good. It was good. It was a little different, different team, different car. The switch is in a different spot and gas, brake, clutch all work a little different. Steering wheel's a little different. But it was good to be back in my office for a little while.
Go to the back.
Elliott, Mark Davis, NBC 12. Welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
Less pressure this time around? I mean, like you just mentioned, you don't have to worry about points or anything like that. I mean, is it refreshing to be able to kind of just get in the car and drive?
Yeah, just compared to being here in the fall, I was very emotional here in the fall because there was so much going on and, with the championship and the playoffs and trying to get points and every little point mattered. And then now coming back this year because we didn't know what was really going to happen, it's kind of icing on the cake. So let's come, let's have a good time. Of course, we want to run good. That's the competitive, juices that we have. But it's definitely a lot less pressure. We don't have to worry about stage points and when to pit and when not. We just can kind of throw caution to the wind and have a good time tonight and see how it all works out. But definitely a lot different feeling being in the car today as compared to here in the fall.
We're going to come over here to the far right to Davey and then Chris and Kelly.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. So, Elliott, a lot of drivers that have retired in the past have gotten out of the car and said, oh, maybe I did this too soon. I need to get back in the car, and they rush back. But then a lot of the other people on the other hand are saying, okay, I'm glad I did this. And it seems from the outside, from social media at least, you seem very at peace with the situation. You're happier than you've ever been. You're doing exactly what you said you wanted to do here last year, which is spend time with your friends, spend time with your family. Have you missed being in the car at all, or are you happier than ever?
I am as happy as I've ever been in my life, and I tell my wife that all the time. And it's a perfect example. I was at the house. It was the California race week. It was a Wednesday night, and I was like, well, if I had to go to California tomorrow, I'd have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive to Statesville, get on the team plane, fly halfway across the country, and all that. Instead, I get to stay home and go watch my niece play softball tomorrow, and then my kids play baseball Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and it just doesn't get any better than that. So I definitely made the right decision stepping away full time. I was worried when Daytona came. I really was kind of wondering how I was going to feel and how I was going to take it. But it was right on my son's birthday, and we had a cool birthday party. So it was definitely the right thing for me to do. But I think this kind of cures a little bit of the itch to come back, here to my home track at Richmond, and then we'll come back at Vegas in the fall. But I don't regret my decision at all. I love being a fan of the sport at home and watching on TV. I still don't understand why y'all write about certain things during the week for some of these races. Now I can say that now. I'm not here every week. But as far as being in the car, it hadn't affected me at all. Been very happy with my decision.
I'm going to go to Chris, Kelly, and then Jerry.
Chris Knight, GetTrends.com. Elliott, can you talk about how this opportunity came about with Colic Racing and then your unique and dynamic relationship with Ross Chastain as far as your sponsors go?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, when I first started racing, I had people that helped me get started and made phone calls and got me in there, kind of took me under their wing. Dale Jarrett comes to mind who really helped me a lot. With my situation with the Wood Brothers and sponsorship and all of that with Ford at the time. And I felt like if it wasn't for people helping me, I don't think I would have had the opportunity to race as long as I did, 24 years. And this opportunity came up with Nutrien Ag Solutions. They're a brand new sponsor to the sport. First time in this sport. They were just being rebranded, and they want to be a part of NASCAR, and they wanted to have someone that has a little bit of name recognition. But they're also looking for a young driver as well to kind of build with, and it just kind of come up with this kind of package with me and Ross as their drivers right now. It's kind of almost like a passing of the torch. So I felt that if people helped me get into sport and get going, why can't I do the same? And I think Ross has a lot of talent, and I think me being a part of the equation with the sponsorship helped give him some opportunity with some races, and Matt Collig opened his doors up to us and gave us a great opportunity to come run the 10 car for a couple races, not only myself but also Ross, and they did a great job at Daytona, I felt like. So it is a different situation, a unique situation, but at the end of the day, if I can help give somebody a great opportunity to be a part of the sport a long time like somebody gave me, then it's well worth it.
Go ahead, Kelly.
KellyCrandallRacial.com. Elliot,
is this a wrestling question?
It can be.
Did you watch WrestleMania?
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, good. All right, good.
In the Fox feature you did with Hermie and Chris Rice, you were adamant that these are your final two races.
Adamant.
But there's going to be trucks here next year.
I know. What the crap? So why do y'all wait to retire and bring the Xfinity cars back to Martinsville and then the trucks back to Richmond?
Are these your final two races, or do we leave it open?
They did that on purpose. I really want these two to be my final two. But, man, the trucks here are going to be fun. I'm going to come watch. If I'm not in a truck, I'm going to come watch. But putting a sponsorship together to come be in a competitive truck, guys, is very expensive. And I don't want to come up here and ride around just to say I did it. I've already been a part of a few truck races up here before in the past. So I'm very happy for Richmond Raceway and people in this area that we have a truck race. And I think you've heard some excitement from some of the Cup guys that they're running trucks here. So I have a feeling all the good seats are going to be taken at a higher budget than what we have in Emporia, Virginia. So, I definitely want these two races to be my last. I'm doing this a lot for, the sponsor that's helping us this weekend, and also give some availability and help to Ross. But I am jealous. Can I use the word jealous? I'm jealous that the trucks are coming back to Richmond Raceway. And what I don't understand too is, like, the Xfinity cars were at Martinsville while my brother, and like the year before I become an Xfinity driver or come into sport, they canceled it. And then like the year after I leave, doggone it, they're back. So anyway, next question. Thanks, Kelly.
We'll go to Jerry for the next question and then back to the back.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Coach Sadler.
Yes, sir.
How's that going?
I love it.
How's the team going? What's on the schedule?
Everything's great. We have a huge tournament tomorrow and Sunday, so we have to get the race in tonight. And I just told Dennis Bickmeyer that we have no curfew, so let's stay here as long as we can, because we have some big tournaments tomorrow and Sunday. But it's been wonderful. It's been great. I don't know how much y'all follow me on social media, but we won a championship last weekend in Richmond from top area teams, and my son was a part of the comeback in the last inning. And I mean, I was in tears, honestly, after the game, so proud. And I told my wife, I was like, I've raced for so long and chased my own dreams for so long, and I never felt anything like I did last week watching my kids. So my son was the actual winning run in the championship on Sunday, and then Tuesday night, my daughter hit a triple and scored the winning run in her game in the last inning. So I'm like, all this has happened the week of the Richmond race. So I don't know if that's good fortune or I've used it all up, but to say the least, it's been fun and it's been neat, and we're changing the lives of some young kids in our area and giving them some great opportunity they wouldn't normally have, and I'm having fun doing that. It's been very rewarding, to say the least.
Go ahead.
Kirk Nowotny, WRIC-TV. You put a lot of smiles on people's faces when you announced you're coming back for a couple more races. What did that positive feedback mean to you?
That's been great, man. It's neat to see a lot of my friends in the garage this morning and shaking hands. And I'm watching from a distance and paying attention to who's doing what. But it was neat to get a lot of text messages this week and phone calls and from people that you sometimes don't know if they're paying attention or not. And it was neat to receive that, a positive feedback. Just being able to come back and race a little bit and have some fun, especially in my home track, is neat. And then the kind of people welcome you back instead of why are you here has been a good mixture. It's been fun.
I'm going to go over here to the right.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. I was wondering, Elliot, you come back here in Richmond. You're doing a couple of races here for Colleg Racing. But here in Richmond, how special is it for you to come to somewhere that you can consider a home track?
Well, it's great. We have a lot of people coming tonight to support us. I mean, it's, you know, I left out of my house this morning and drove up, and I'll go back tonight and enjoy it. My kids are all at school today, and then after school, they're coming up, and a lot of their friends and a lot of my ball team guys and girls are coming up as well. And it's neat to be this close to home to race. And, you know, that's never really been a secret with me. You know, we love coming here to as a fan when I was a kid and now to come back years later. And I think that's why this track is so special to me, is my mom and dad brought me here when I was a kid. You know, I mean, it used to be the third race of the year. Anybody else remember that? Am I the only one old enough to remember that? It used to be the third race of the year, and it was like 12 degrees, and we had blankets wrapped up, and my parents would bring me, and we'd have a ball sitting on the front stretch in the shade. And I was here today, Richard Petty got on a bulldozer and made it from a half mile to a three-quarter mile track. And now my kids can come back and enjoy some time with me, just like I did with my dad. So it's pretty special for us to come here. So it definitely means a lot.
Go in the back.
Don Jeffries, CSPN Media. Mm-hmm. I have the wrestling question.
Okay.
Which was your favorite match on WrestleMania, and who's your favorite wrestler right now in WWE?
Man, that's a good one. I hate to say this. I'm an old-school WWE guy. I liked when John Cena came back out, back the way he was when he first started. And, of course, I like all the old clips of – you know, I was a big DX fan because they were always over the edge. And, of course, Rock could cut a promo better than anybody. I like Braun Strowman. I like him a lot. I actually like the main event itself with Charlotte and Rousey and the man in it. So I think they did a good job carrying the flag. And it was neat the way it all ended. I don't like the way it ended, but it was neat that how they played it all out. But it's something that my son and I watch every Monday night. We got to watch and see what's going on. So we thoroughly enjoy our wrestling, just like Kelly does.
Do we have any final questions for Elliot? Go to Chris and then Lee.
Lee, are you videoing me? What, is this live? A little bit? Okay. Making me nervous up here.
Elliot, what's reasonable expectations for tonight?
That's a good question, man. I told Chris, we'll save a set of tires or do some, you know, if we can stay on a lead lap and do some stupid and make a story at the end, we'll do that. And who cares if we don't, but, if we come back running top five, I think I got like six top sevens in a row here. So I don't want to finish any worse than that, cause I'll make it look bad if I came back and did that. But so hopefully we can run into top five, top six tonight. It's all about long run speed here. And hopefully we've made enough adjustments to be good for that. But we want to be close enough to take a chance sometime during a race to try to lead laps and run up front.
Usually I only made you nervous when I was asking
I know.
About contracts.
I know. Sure.
What's been the biggest lifestyle change for you as far as what have you had to get used to? Because, I mean, for so many years it was like this weekend was Richmond, that weekend was Talladega. I mean, how have you kind of washed yourself of this crazy sport?
You know what's funny about that is I've had that question a couple of times from people at home. And it's being in the racing world, y'all know this, you're at home. Like, you know, I was at home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then my weekend or week really gets busy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, now it's the exact same. I'm just doing something different. You know, I'm at home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but starting Thursday, we're getting roster straight and we're doing – contract stuff with kids, and we're recruiting, and we're going practicing, and we're playing every weekend. We play all day Saturday and all day Sundays, you know, all over South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. So I'm still busy, probably more busy now because of practices and stuff that we do, but it's just different. So actually my life as far as travel and moving, it really hadn't changed a lot, other than I don't have to get on an airplane. I can just drive to wherever I'm going. But it's neat that the same days of the week, my weekend is Mondays and Tuesdays, and my week is during the week, just like you guys. But it really hadn't changed much from there. Like, I thought it would, but it really hadn't. No, I do not. Just here. I drove it up here. I did, but I did, yeah. Worked out good. I only hit a few things, run off the road a couple times, but we're in good shape. I got insurance.
We're going to wrap up over here on the right.
Adam Cheek, Front Stretch. Joining Colic Racing for the couple races this year, how did you come to Richmond, of course, is Richmond, your home state and everything, but how did you come to Las Vegas for being the other race in the 10 car?
I picked one and my sponsor picked one.
Okay.
I picked my home track and they picked Vegas because, I mean, nothing goes wrong in Vegas. You can make Vegas a fun trip out of anything.
And kind of elaborate maybe a little bit more on how much Richmond means to you coming back after getting the send-off you got last year.
It means a lot. It definitely has a lot different feel this time, and no pressure at all. And we're going to just enjoy this moment tonight and make the most of it, 100%.
All right, Elliot. Thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
It's good to see you guys again. Thank y'all. Have fun.